We are back, Chasing Checkers, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And as you know, I've said this a ton of times, we love talking NASCAR, love talking IndyCar, a little best of both worlds. So why don't we do that now with a driver? Santino Ferrucci is here with us. He's going to run the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix on the streets of Nashville, but also runs in the Xfinity Series. So Santino, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to be on. Thanks for having me. Super excited to be heading to Nashville here in about a week's time.
Yeah, it's going to be such a cool event on the streets of Nashville, and we'll get to that. But you've raced all over the world. You've done different disciplines of racing, but now you've kind of gone from open wheel to stock cars in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Two very different types of machines. What has that transition been like for you?
Oh, man, it's been a blast. To be honest with you, driving the stock car, I mean, they're not kidding when they say it's like driving a school bus. It's big, heavy. There's nothing better than a V8. And the fact that you can still spin the wheels at like 165 miles an hour around a track like Atlanta on the front stretch is pretty insane to me. So completely different. It's the opposite of nimble and precision. It's very clunky, very heavy, very fun, though. I very much enjoyed the racing.
I've always wondered this about guys that do both of, you know, in an Indy car or open wheel car in general, F1, whatever, you know, it's so sensitive to, you can't really bump like you would in a stock car. So what's that sensation like for you when you're door to door, rubbing fenders together, hitting the bumper of another car when you haven't really done that so much?
Well, it's kind of tough going back and forth because I don't want to really hit anything. And then I get in the stock car and I'm like, oh yeah, I can bounce it off the wall. Like, you're supposed to do that. And it's just a completely different feeling. I mean, and also I love the fact, I mean, that stock cars have the fenders, because like at Pocono, it's the first time I actually got to experience bump drafting. And because that was the only, it's not even considered a super speedway for NASCAR, but it is for us in IndyCar. But dude, it was so much fun. I mean, I absolutely loved it. And then going back to the IndyCar, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I got to keep, you know, got to keep a ton of space, you know, just got to be really aware. Also, the cars are a lot smaller too, which kind of catches you off guard a little bit and you're centered. So it's weird to go back and forth between the two. But yeah, you do have a conscious mind about that.
You mentioned Atlanta. I know you raced there and there. It's currently looking like a dirt track as they tear up that surface. But as someone that didn't have a ton of experience in stock cars, to go there, race on that abrasive surface, what was it like?
Dude, it was fun. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. The most fun I had for all the races I did was Homestead. I absolutely loved Homestead just because I loved running the top. I loved being able to get up on the wall, feeling the air move around. And it's difficult. I mean, it's just very, very difficult for me to get adjusted to that and to use the car to its best of its abilities there. But at the same time, I really enjoyed it, and we had such a great opportunity coming back to Atlanta. Unfortunately, we raced almost the entire race on three springs, but that's racing.
You did run the Indy 500 this year, finished sixth, and that's been a good race for you. Seems like you're right there, top five, top six, somewhere in there. What is it about Indianapolis that has been so good to you?
Oh man, you know, I like a loose race car. It bit me this year, unfortunately, but you know, I think being able to run that track on the edge, you know, on a neutral car in the race, and being able to make adjustments throughout the race is a big deal. You know, and I'm really comfortable around that track. You know, it's weird to say because I don't think a lot of people are, but I feel super comfortable around that place. You know, I feel like it's home for me. I just feel like I have that racetrack just kind of down, and I've had it, you know, I've had it in the past, and I just feel like I can win that race. And, you know, that's kind of my mindset every time I go there. It's like, you know, it doesn't matter what happens, you're always going to be in it at the end.
You spent about three seasons with Dale Coyne Racing, and then this year you come on in the third car with Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing, and that's how you ran the Indy 500 and then ended up adding more races to your schedule as well. Now, I know besides Indy, it was more of the road course, the Detroit Grand Prix, Mid-Ohio, and then, of course, what you're going to do next weekend here in Nashville. What is it about road racing or street racing that makes you feel so comfortable?
I mean, to be honest with you, to be quick on a street course, you need to have a really free car. needs to move around a lot, and you're going to have to like that. And to be honest, I love that. That's probably one of my strongest suits. Also, I really don't care for the wall. unfortunately, that's also, like I said, a double-edged sword. I'm not a driver that's really afraid to get close to it, and I feel like a lot of drivers are because they've hit it enough. And, you know, obviously this year I've not been the luckiest with that. But, you know, I can understand why drivers are afraid of it because it weighs on me now, too, because, you know, having everything that's happened this year, you know, I have been driving a little bit more conscious, and especially at Mid-Ohio, you know, I really drove at 90% just because I was, you know, as nervous. I can't, you know, I really don't want to wreck another one of Bob's cars. So, you know, I'm just trying to rein it in, and same thing goes for Nashville. You know, I'm really only going to drive at 90%, and, you know, I just want to have a clean, it's really important to me to just have a clean weekend, first of all.
Well, it is going to be fun because they've been working on this for a month or so, doing some things they need to the pavement, putting up the catch fences to turn our city into a racetrack. And it's the first time that they've done that. The IndyCar Series raced out at the Nashville Super Speedway many years ago, but to run through the streets of Nashville, to say that you're going to be a part of that inaugural event, how exciting is that?
Oh, dude, I'm thrilled. We don't have enough street courses in the city. I mean, St. Pete is fantastic. It's right there. Long Beach is in the city, and it draws one of the biggest crowds. Having Nashville in the city over the bridge is going to draw such a huge crowd. I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't mind scrapping, you know, more of the road courses and going to street courses and ovals, because that's where I think IndyCar belongs. But, you know, that's my opinion as a driver, so maybe not everybody agrees with me.
Yeah, do you think that that's – because I know even NASCAR has talked about potentially of a street course in Chicago. iRacing created a track that, you know, the Cup guys ran on in the iRacing series, but they've looked at that. Is that something that you think – you say you want to see more of it. Do you think we could see more of it with these street courses in cities?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, also – you know, the Nashville event being so big, you know, you can even scale, you can get so many things in there, and you can race so much and be on track so much throughout the weekend. And it's so convenient for people because, you know, we want to make life convenient to the fans. You know, it's really hard to get them to go out to certain venues because it is far traveling. But you do have your hardcore fans. I mean, to be honest with you, to bring a race right into the city, you're going to expose a ton of new people that aren't necessarily, you know, that don't necessarily know what IndyCars are. So the fact that people can look out of their apartment windows and go, what the heck is that, is pretty cool. So, you know, I'm a huge fan of the city circuits, and I always will be.
How important, I guess, is it, do you think, for Nashville to basically jump back into racing all at once? You had NASCAR come out to the Super Speedway in June with a three race weekend there. Then you had SRX out at the Nashville Fairgrounds couple weeks ago, and now IndyCar coming for the Grand Prix. I mean, Nashville has become a racing hub all within the course of a summer.
Oh, you know, I think that's incredible. I really think the city needs it too, because, you know, it's tough for them on the music side at the moment because of COVID and everything. Everything's been shut down. So to bring in three massive sporting events to kind of, you know, bring something back to the city, to bring people back into the city, and to bring people that live there something to go cheer on and watch, I think it's a big deal for them. You know, it's fresh, it's new, it's exciting. I think this race is the next Long Beach Grand Prix, you know, just in Nashville.
Yeah, well, yeah. Which would be fantastic for it to build up like that. So at 23 years old, you're running NASCAR, you're running IndyCar, you've run all across the world, like I said earlier. What's kind of the plan here as you look forward? I mean, is there, do you want to try to continue to do both, or are you thinking that you might try the NASCAR thing a little more full time as you've done that with IndyCar before?
I'm definitely, no matter what happens, going to continue to do both. You know, I still want to win the 500. I still think I can. More towards next year is just going to depend on where I can get a full-time ride. And, you know, it just depends on where sponsors are willing to help and willing to want to put me and the team. So I think, you know, I've been doing a fantastic job for Ray Hall. We're in competitive equipment. We've shown that we can run in the top five because we've definitely been running in the top 10. And you know, I'd love to see what I can do on their equipment in a full year and a full season. And the same thing goes for what I've been running with Toyota and Sam Hunt. You know, we've been consistent for someone that's had no testing, no practice, never turned a lap at any of these ovals, to show up in a stock car and run in the top 15 consistently. You know, and we're not a Joe Gibbs, we're not a Hendricks or a Penske team. You know, we're eight. They're eight guys that work in a small shop, probably 1,200 square foot shop. But it's nothing. You know, they have no space to do anything out of. And the fact that they can show up and put a competitive car on the field every single time, to me, and how hard they work, is just mind blowing. But, you know, at the same time, I think I can do great in both series. So it's just it's a matter of where we end up with a full time ride.
I think the crossover is so cool too. I mean, you know, you crossing over, Jimmy Johnson has crossed over. And I mean, we've seen it somewhat throughout the years, but it feels like there's a little more crossover between IndyCar and NASCAR. And I think that's good for both sports.
I think it's definitely necessary, because, you know, we need to team up. We're all racers. You know, we're all fighting to win. We're obviously some of us from different backgrounds. I mean, I also love the dirt stuff that I did. It's just another complete different discipline that, you know, I think is a ton of fun. And, you know, Larson's dominating in the dirt world as well as the asphalt for NASCAR. And obviously I'm not even close to doing anything in the dirt world, because it's just, I mean, I can't even describe how different it is, but it's a ton of fun. And like I said, I want to continue to race in all the categories that I can. And I'm a racer, man. I just want to drive everything.
Well, you know, the day of the Indy 500, Memorial Day weekend, there's another race that night that some guys have tried to run both. So maybe that's something you could do one day.
Trust me, it's on my radar.
Absolutely. I love it. Hey, Santino, good to have you on. Best of luck in Nashville, and best of luck with the NASCAR and with everything you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much, dude. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we put on a great show for you guys, and, you know, we make everything worthwhile.
Absolutely. Going to be a lot of fun. Santino Ferrucci, he is the driver of the number 26 Sam Hunt Racing Toyota in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and then drives that number 45 Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing Team car in the IndyCar Series, and will, of course, be a part of the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. So another fast and furious edition of Chasing Checkers. And again, a reminder, thegamenashville.com, chasingcheckersradio.com. You can go to both of those places if you miss a show or want exclusive content as well. And you can subscribe to the podcast just by searching Chasing Checkers wherever you get your podcasts. We have a huge week planned for the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. The preview show on Tuesday at 6:00. So be sure to tune in to 102.5 The Game for that. And then Chasing Checkers will be next Saturday. We'll have some NASCAR flavor too. Martin Truex Jr. is scheduled to join the show. But we'll be getting set for the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. I'm going to be hosting a show from the stage as well. So going to be a lot of fun. And again, you know, I feel like I just got out of the race car, but want to thank all the sponsors of the show: Mercedes-Benz of Music City, European Collision Repair, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Firestone, and Hillside Medical as well. So thank you all for your support, for supporting us here at ESPN 102.5 The Game, and for Chasing Checkers. That's going to do it. We'll see you next Saturday at 9 on ESPN 102.5 The Game.